Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, this is the way of the world. Find us online. You can find New Age Guild, a number of resources. And here's the thing. When you look online, you're like, okay, I'm looking for this. But a lot of the stuff that we don't even know we're looking for, not to get philosophical over here, but a lot of the stuff that we don't even know we're looking for, we find. That's the truth, right? And so I say that because I'm not going to even tell you, go here and find this. What I am going to tell you is go to New Age Guild, check it out, see what moves you, and connect to that. That's the same thing that led you here tonight. Right? I'm Tina C. with I Hear Tarot, my loves, and I'm glad to have you find and join me this evening. And so many people with whom I've talked, I ask, how'd you hear about me? And the same thing comes up. I don't know. You popped up on my feed. I don't know. I just heard about you. I don't know. I saw you somewhere else. And honestly, that's good enough for me. So I encourage you, check out New Age Guild. Check me out at I Hear Tarot, and if you're listening, call in. You can reach me at 760-888-5700. If you like what you're hearing and you want to expand on a reading, we can do that too. You can catch up with me privately by text or by phone at 234-97-TAROT 234-97-TAROT. And I say it slowly because I talk quickly. I want you to catch it, but I'm always really passionate about when I do say my number. 234-97-TAROT. Check me out online at www.ihearTarot.com. And of course, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, we got it. I Hear Tarot. It is a little bit after 7 p.m. if you're Pacific, 8 o'clock if you're Mountain, just after 9 a.m. for Central. And as I always say, if you want to get wild and wacky, after 10 p.m. on the East Coast, we are broadcasting from a lovely, a little on the snowy side, Denver, Colorado. And as you'll know, I love hearing, love the way of the world and how it connects us. So please do share your name when we connect. Make sure you give us a moment to connect. And then if you're willing, share the state and the city from which you're calling. Our show, Talking with Tina, is all about how to raise your vibration. Y'all, it seems like sometimes we don't get there, but we're going to get there because this is where it's at right now. We're moving forward into this time and space. And you know what? It's not even about the year. It's not even about the month. We are just moving forward. That's where it's at. I've decided our last show, I encouraged y'all to journal and said I would do the same thing. And what I found the moment I started to do that or even think about starting to journal, not going to lie, I got nervous. And I got nervous because it wasn't about what I was going to write. It was about the commitment I was making to what I'd created. And then it was about the commitment I was making to what I was committing to. And then it was about, well, if this is what I've done, then this is what I can do. And then I got all heady and staticky about it and said, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I told my listeners to do this, and here I am. I can't do it myself. And this is the beauty of this show, because I'm right there with you. Even though we're not side by side, we're side by side. And so I realized it's not about the year. It's not about the month. It's not about the day. It's about you and the steps that you take. And that's the difference in what we're creating. That's the difference in what you're creating. So that being said, the show is about how to raise your vibration, how you can do that, tarot readings, of course. And just to expand a little bit on tarot readings, I will share more with you about that. And I also like to sprinkle in a little bit of numerology, just to give you some understanding and awareness, enlightenment, speak some knowledge on it. I don't come to you because I'm the proficient, I'm the master, but I want to share with you what kind of moves me and what supports me and the way I go about things. Okay? So, again, our number is 760-888-5700. Please do call in with your questions. We can expand on those. That being said, I do believe we have a caller on standby. Sharon, my dear, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Tina. How are you?
My love, I am doing well. Thanks so much for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Ohio. It's snowing.
You said it's snowing?
Yep. Yuck. It is hailing snow.
That makes perfect sense. I'm in Colorado, and that's exactly what happens here.
Yep.
My love, well, thank you for tuning in, and tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, boy. I feel like my life is falling apart. Do you see me getting a new job soon, an offer?
Yeah, so
I know
you spend a little...
feel the stress. My dad died last week, so it just added to my stress and depression. You know, it just depressed me so bad. Oh, so.
My love. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Very
So you're looking, okay, so let's just take a step
career.
Back. You said you're looking at career. So does this mean you're interviewing? Are you kind of wanting to see if you, like, put a line out there and want to see if it comes back? Like, where are you in that process?
I've been interviewing. In fact, this is the first week. I'm going on my third month. This is my first week that I haven't had any responses or interviews. And I'm just getting nervous because the longer you're out, the longer it takes. Do you see me landing one soon? Not just, you know, what do you see with it?
Now, we'll look at this two ways, my love. Let's see what they want to say about, you asked, would you be landing for me soon? So we'll look at that. But I also want to see what's going on with your question in general. But let me start out first with if you'll receive an offer soon, which is the ultimate question.
I'm running out of money. I'm going to be sleeping in my car if I don't get something.
Yeah.
And I have a mortgage.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So let me see what's going on around it. But that's the question that keeps coming up is let's look at what you're asking for and what you're wanting to do. Is there anything? Okay, so two things are coming through. I do see you having a transition with getting an offer. I'll be honest with you. It does feel like it's going to be a little bit longer to get a response than what you would like, and I want to be honest with you. What's coming up, though, that might be in the way, are you doing something that's either out of your area, out of your experience, or something that's kind of like really outside of what you've done before? Because I'm getting a reach, but I can't figure out what it is for you.
I haven't thought about that. I know there's a temp job that I may interview for. The pay is so low, but I'm so desperate, I have to take something, and I'll just keep looking.
Yeah. So, Sharon, what's coming through is that And I didn't say that earlier, but that's what's coming through. What you take now doesn't mean that's going to be forever. It's just for now, and that's what keeps coming through. Because here's the thing. You come up, one of your cards that comes up is the Empress, and that's like abundant. You can make things happen. You have the energy. You have the space. You have the experience. You've got everything. Like, why this isn't happening for you, I can't give you the answer. And that almost feels like that's more of the question. Why isn't this landing? What's the problem? Never had an issue before. Now, it also feels like there might be something that you have to reconcile here and now, and it feels like it might be your dad's passing, and that might create some transition for you. It also feels like it's unexpected, and I don't know if that's really the case for you, but that's kind of the way it's surfacing with what's going on for you now.
It was unexpected
guidance.
That's what I know. And, you know, I had a good job and good benefits and a great pay. I'm not young anymore. You know, I'm not in my 30s, 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You do feel an offer. And I don't know why. I know that one job said I was too overqualified. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you. That was the exact thing she said. You're overqualified, mm-hmm. honey. You can get a much better job. I mean, I know.
Yeah. That is, Sharon, what's coming through too, is you do. You've got you have it all. You have the experience, you have the patience, you have the look. You just come in as a manager, and that intimidates a lot of people. You come in as a supervisor, as VP. You come in with the energy. You hold the space. You just do. You've always kind of been that way, but as, you know, you transition, it doesn't always work in all the situations. That's kind of where you are. And people think you have it all. You come in and you carry yourself that way. And I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying that intimidates people. And that's what's coming up in your cards. The Empress,
I come home and cry at my pillow. Did you hear me?
Knowing you would cry in your shower, so no one would even see the tears. And so that's what's coming through for you, my love. You just have it and hold it all. And that's it. And I'm not saying to step away from that. But what I'm saying is, either don't be afraid to venture out and take something just for now, right? And just for now will also ease something off your shoulders. Just for now. This is enough just for now. And you can always build up on that. And, Sharon, with the transition going on with your dad, you're going to need a little bit more time and space and latitude to take care of that. So if you're not expected to hold what you usually do and can, then there'll be a little bit less for you so you can take care of what you need to, you know what I'm saying, along the way.
Do you feel the job is coming, though, within the next month or two?
The just for now job?
Yeah, just any getting anything.
Yeah, let me see if they want to say about that. Let's just put that out there. Just for now. Just for now, let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, Sharon. Yes, I do. I do. The holdup is going to be for you, and I'll be honest with you, my love.
Okay.
This is also what's great about you, is you can handle that. So, yes,
see
it. I'll tell you what I do. And actually, I'll tell you, I see it past due. I see it past due that you've had this offer. And it might even be someone with whom you've already interviewed, and they come back to you and say, hey, this didn't work out. Are you still available? I wouldn't be surprised, Sharon, if that's what comes up. I do see it happening for you very soon. Hold on a second. Oh, there's something else that's coming through. Darn it. But I do. Oh, hold on.
What's
they were
coming
almost
through?
Saying there's something else. There's another message that wanted to come through. But to answer your question, yes, I do see the offer coming through for you soon. I was saying I wouldn't be surprised if it was something that you'd already interviewed for and they said no, and then they came back. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. And it's going to be something that works for you and where you are and what you can offer. And here's the thing for you, my love. Because you want to take it all on and you can, it'll always be more difficult for you to sit back and say, okay, I'm willing to do this for now. And then you do, because that's going to allow you more space to do other things. So I do see that happening for you. I do. And don't worry about if it's the right thing. Yes, it's going to be right because it's the offer. So don't worry about the rest. It's going to be right. And I get that it's going to float you. And when I say float, I don't mean like a lag and you're going to have to go with less, but I mean you'll just be even for a little bit.
Okay. Do you feel my finances are going to be okay? That's my main concern.
Yes. That's what's coming through. When I say float, I mean almost like that bubble, like on a level when you measure things, is going to be right in the middle. And you'd like it to be way over and you're stalking underneath, but In this case, it does feel like it's going to be good. It's going to be good enough for right now. And good enough is going to have to be good enough for a little bit for
I
you.
I know.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
That's the hard part for you. That's the hard part, my love. But I'll tell you what. It does look like something's going to come together for you pretty soon. Just know it's for a little bit. Just know it's good enough. But just know it's going to be right for right now.
It's a good point. All right,
yeah.
Tina, thank you so much. I needed an uplift. I've just been so upset about my dad. Listen, thank you so much, okay?
Yes, my love. Sure, let me see. I know we just have a couple moments left, but let me see if there's anything that wants to come through for your dad. So give me just a few moments to if you're open to that.
Yes, it's been a week that he passed on. It just was sudden, and I just loved him to the moon. It just really, it affected our whole, of course it did. He had all women in his life, all girls.
Yeah. Oh, my love. Let me see. Give me just a moment here to reset, and let me just see what wants to come through for him. I'm just going to pull a couple of cards, and then I'm going to see if anything else wants to come through for him. Any messages?
I didn't even tell him I lost my job. I didn't want to stress him out with his health. He didn't even know. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know. But go on.
Oh, my love. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, my love. So he's definitely around you. He is definitely watching over you. I'm laughing because I feel like he's like right next to you, like shaking something at you, like and telling you, you got to stay strong. You got to keep fighting. And he comes through as very determined, like he's yelling at you and telling you. And you're like, I know, Dad, I know. And he also wants you to do something that moves you. And that's a tough part because he wants the best for you. And he wants you to move when you feel like you should move. But he also is telling you, baby, maybe it's time for something new. Maybe it's time to be open. And he's like, maybe it's time to find something else that you want. So it almost feels like he's encouraging you with this transition, but he's definitely around for you. And he keeps telling you to be strong. He feels like there's something else that's out there for you. And he wants you to be open to that. He loves you, but it's almost like he doesn't have the, he's not too emotional. He's like, you got to keep up. You got to keep going. Got to keep moving. Got to keep going. So he's just almost like, pick up bootstraps, keep moving, and don't let this get in your way.
Thank you.
He's telling you to fight. Yeah, to keep fighting, to keep going, to keep doing, and to find what moves you. And he feels like you move people. And so, yeah, it feels like that's been lagging for a little bit. And so he's telling you, I don't know if you share or do anything with people or medical or education, but there is something about you that you need to just tell the world. And so he's telling you, you got to keep moving. You got to keep going.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. He totally has your back. He keeps pushing you forward. Don't worry about me. Just keep going. Keep going. And that's something that's really difficult to do. But he's
Thank
with you.
You.
You're welcome,
Thank
my
you
love.
So much.
Thank you so much
you
for calling in, Sharon.
Have a nice evening.
You too. You take care. Oh, my love. I'll tell you. That, you know, it was just kind of that image of seeing and the energy of seeing and feeling Sharon's dad just saying, don't worry about me, keep going, keep going. How do you not look back at your support system? How do you not want to connect with your support system? How do you not want to know your support system is still there, right? And you know in your heart of hearts that they are telling you to go, 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 and do, 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 and be, right? But in your heart of hearts, you're missing, sorry. Missing, right? It's tough. It's a tough place to be when you have this world calling and telling you what to do, and you have your heart holding your back, digging its heels in. And then you have this world bringing you forward and holding your hands, right? If you can just envision that. Your heart almost is connected to your heels, digging into the ground. And this world is holding your hands connected to the air. What happens? Where do you go? How does that even work, right? And then forget about what your mind is thinking, your heart has heels, your heart has feet, right? And the world, the universe, has your hands. What a dynamic that is. What a look that is. What a feel that is. And what do you do when your mind is in the middle? And that's just me coming up with this 2020. That's what's been surfacing, is bringing those projects either to an end, to a beginning, or maybe putting it to the side. But we have a tendency when we put things to the side to feel like we're not ever going to come back to it. And sometimes putting it to the side really means paying it the respect to put to the side. And when it comes to be a priority, or when it comes to move us, or when it comes to connect us, we will. But when we have so much going on, if we put something to the side, we feel like we're leaving it out. But it could really, truly be that we're setting it aside because we want to be strong enough, secure enough to do something with it when we have the time. It's like when you get something when you're a child, right? When you're older, you can have. When you're older, you can do. You have the power, the love, the passion, the desire when you receive it. But it truly might not be until you're capable, in quotes, when you're older, to do something with it. And that's what's coming up for us this 2020. It doesn't mean that you're setting something down because you're not committed, because you're not strong enough, because you're not capable enough. It's because maybe it's not the right time and space to best utilize it. And I say that because it's so easy, but there's so many things that come up on a daily basis where we're like, wow, we wouldn't have done this a year ago or even a month ago. But now I'm ready to even try and fail at it. And that's where it's at, right? Huh. Wouldn't have done this a year ago, but maybe I'm ready to try and fail at it now. It doesn't even mean succeed. And, y'all, that could be anything. That could be a job. It could be a relationship. It could be a new place to live. It could be a new home. A month ago, a week ago, a year ago, even a day ago, you weren't ready to try and fail at it. But today, today, here and now, you're ready to try and fail at it. And talking about raising vibrations, we usually talk about it at the end of our show, but I'm going to bring it up right now because this is a perfect example. How you rocked it, how you owned it today. Yes, Neil Diamond is in the back of my mind. There's two kinds of people. Those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't. I'm one of the people that does. But it's about today and how you raise your vibration. What did you do today? Whether you're listening, calling in, listening on chat, maybe you can hear me outside of the studio. Today, what did you do to rock and own it? New hair color, new makeup, new top, new way of saying hi to someone, maybe not saying hi to someone, maybe blocking someone. Maybe the first thought when you woke up wasn't about something. Maybe the first thing that you fell asleep with wasn't about something. Maybe you didn't make apologies. Maybe you did. What was it, however, at the end of today that you weren't afraid to fail at? Which means, by default, I'm not a scientist. I don't do statistics or whatever it's supposed to be. But next time, you're not going to be worried about failing. You're going to be doing. That's just the way it works, right? So let's continue on, y'all. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Who is this? You're on the air with Tina.
Hi, good evening. My name is Hugh, and I love what you're saying. I've had quite a bizarre life, and I'm on a very powerful spiritual path, empowering women and indigenous people globally, and at the same time rooting out corruption. I wanted to ask what you can pick up related to what's happening just recently. I've had some very severe muscle spasms, and I'm dealing with it the best I can, but I can't tell if it's just a deterioration of my medical condition further, or if I am being attacked in a negative way.
Okay, you, my love. Well, thank you for calling in. I don't usually do health readings, but I can just do a general spread on you to kind of see what's shaken down, if maybe there's something out there that's kind of taking, or, so to speak, or absorbing your energy, or distractions, as I usually like to call it. But let me see you. Let me just see what's shaken down around you first, and then we can expand. Okay.
I appreciate it.
So, yeah, you're welcome. So, a couple things, my dear. While you come through, it's pretty active, and it kind of sounds like that when you're talking. But when I say active, I mean energetically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually. Like, there's a lot going on around you almost all the time. Do you follow?
Yes, it's so true. My whole life. My life is like the poem Footprints in the Sand.
Yes, I can. That's a lovely poem, and I can see that. So, my love, I wouldn't be surprised if when you were much younger, people referred to you as an old soul, and now they see you as that wisdom that comes. You just hold a lot of space for a lot of people. So that can be part of it. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, Hugh, the more that comes through and happens in this world, the more kind of that comes up for you, that kicks up, in your words, that sand. So it's not necessarily, it almost takes a toll on you physically because you have so much going on and connectedness intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yeah. So it almost feels like that's kind of a normal, and I hate to say normal, but an expected cycle for you. Is the more things that happen in this world, the more that kicks up for you, the more that people reach out to you, the more people with whom you connect, etc. On a separate note, is there anyone around you, female-wise? I'm getting a female presence that surfaces for you. Does that mean anything to you right now?
Oh, most definitely. Excuse me. I was married to an earth angel for 35 and a half years. She passed in 2007, and she blessed me with the lesson. I say we all incarnate to learn the lesson of unconditional love, so it's in her memory that I'm doing as much as I can to empower women in these times to tamp down the chaos they've been suppressed for far too long. There are some crazy women, but the right women can really help everyone balance their divine masculine, divine feminine energies. And so I know that when my wife passed in 2007, that she had fulfilled what she had to do so beautifully and blessed me with what she gave me, that lesson of unconditional love.
Oh, my love. I'm so sorry to hear.
No, it's all meant to be. So we're all going to go back into spirit. So that's what we have to focus on. While we're here in the physical, we have to not just get caught up in the material world, but to understand we came from spirit. We're going back into spirit, and we can't take the material goods with us. So we really have to, as we learn what unconditional love is, start to be a blessing to others, and that will actually be a blessing back to us. And we don't have to look for how it's going to happen or come, but it will. If I can share my name, it might be of interest to you personally to see who I am and what I've been through and what I'm doing, and maybe some of the people listening can be helped by some of my life experiences. I sort of say I'm like a way shower and a phoenix rising, but the stories aren't all about me. It's about me showing you how my faith in God has seen me through some pretty bizarre things.
Oh, well, let me tell you, my love, I just wanted to take a step back and tell you, I'm seeing a beautiful, when I mention female energy, the female presence, I'm seeing a beautiful high priestess, and then I'm seeing a queen of earth, which is interesting because it's quite the dynamic between the spiritual, energetic, and then the here and now in the material world, my love. So I do want to be able to connect with our next callers, but you're welcome to message me and find me at I Hear Tarot on Facebook, and we can further expand on your story and shoot me a message and we can catch up personally.
Yeah, I don't do anything personally on the internet. People who interact with me do, but if you have my number, if you want to give me a call, I'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, my love, leave that with my producer, and then I can catch up with you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your help tonight.
You're welcome. You take care.
Right.
Oh, my loves, and this is just the time and energy it takes to even share a little bit more about yourself and what it is you have going on, and the connection to make with people is so powerful, so important. And here's the thing. You know, a lot of times we feel like what we say or what we know or we've experienced doesn't matter. And it really does. Because we know we're not alone. We know we're not by ourselves. And sometimes we just have to be reminded that we're not alone and that we're not by ourselves. Y'all, please call in. Share your questions, concerns. To 760-888-5700, 760-888-5700. Gotta be honest with you, I am not the most socially savvy, right? But I was online, and I happened to see this quote, which is, "Don't ignore the part of you that craves the unknown." Don't ignore the part of you that craves the unknown. And this really stuck with me because we tend to not crave the unknown, right? We tend to want to know what it is we don't know. And what if we look at it opposite? What if we looked at it as, I want to know what I don't know? Oh my gosh, I'm almost giddy with that thought. I want to know what I don't know. I'm just going to let that one land and sink for a moment. Do you want to know what you don't know? I was talking to a gal about a week and a half ago. She's a great friend of mine. I'll be honest with you, I don't see her that often. I don't talk to her that often. But when I do, we go deep and we go fast. And I was telling her I was struggling with some of what was coming up in my life that was surfacing. And we love to think in this world that once we do this, it's perfect. Once we have this, it's perfect. Once we experienced all of the above, it's hunky-dory, sunshine and roses, and we skip off into the sunset. That is absolutely not true. Right? And if we could write a book today, it wouldn't be Happily Ever After. It'd probably end for now. Let me just ask you that. If you could sign off on a book today, and if you could write a closing to a book today, would it say Happily Ever After? Would it say Happily Ever After? Question mark. Would it say For Now? Would it say Till Later? Would it say Till You What would it say? What would it say if you wrote the closing page on a book, and they lived dot, dot, dot? Would it truly be Happily Ever After? And I'm not saying it to naysay. I'm saying it because this world, this day and age, today, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be Happily Ever After. It can be so much more than that, because it is so much more than that. So again, would you want to know what you don't know? And I was talking to my friend, and she said, do you really want to be do you really want to know? Do you really want to feel? You have to think about that question. And it's a big question, right? Going back to don't ignore the part of you that craves the unknown. And that's a lot of where the fear, the uncertainty, maybe the acting out, maybe the protecting comes from, is because we fear, is because we worry about the unknown, right? Like I said earlier, how I opened up the show when I said, I invited y'all to, I even laid it out for you. Go grab a calendar for 2020 with the dates on there. Write down and journal quickly what happened during your days, what happened, and see the transition from last week to this week. And when I went to do it myself, because of course I did, I realized I was concerned, not necessarily about everything I'd done and what I'd accomplished this week, but I was worried about what then I would be on the hook for later. Would I be letting myself down if I don't do the same thing next week? Would I be letting other people down if I didn't? One of my concerns was, would I be letting my listeners down if I didn't do the same thing and commit to them and not only do, but be more than the next week? Right? Isn't that what we get worried about? What happens next? How we're perceived next, or only as good as, right? The status that comes along with the expectation that we put on ourselves. Now I'm listening to you talking with Tina. Call in with your question, 760-888-5700. We also have the option, because this day and age is digital, we have the option of calling in or messaging through our chat room. But y'all, I want to talk about the number five. I do want to talk about the number five and expand on that, because that is so where we are right now. Five is about the dynamic of being unpredictable. If that is not the whole show and the show, then I don't know what is. But before I go on and expand, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Oh, my love. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
My name's Victoria, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Victoria, my love. Well, thank you for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to ask you a question about my love life. I've been dating someone named Josh for the last 2 months, and I'm just wondering what you're seeing with him and I moving forward.
Yeah, okay. Let's share with you what's coming through for you first, and then I'll expand on a couple of questions because I feel like something was surfacing, but let me see here first, Victoria. Okay, so, okay. All right, my love. I'm gonna be candid with you. So, I do get that this is a big step for you and Josh. I do get that you two are almost like, all right, I'm going for it, and you both step up to the mound at the same time. So you're coming from, if you can imagine, your lower level in a mound is like a step up, and you're both all of a sudden eye to eye, face to face. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
If you can envision that. I do see potential here. I do see that this could really go somewhere. It does feel like, Victoria, my love, that y'all do have something or a little bit more between you to discuss. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yes.
So I don't know, Victoria, if that means it's your stuff or it's his stuff or it's just having a come to the meeting of the minds, and this is what we want to talk about and see where we're going to make sure that where you want to go is where he wants to go. And then after that, if you're capable, if there's anything else that can get in your way, and then if you're going to go and how fast you're going to go. So it feels like, yes, but it also feels like there's a lot more to discuss, but I get a willingness between you two, and I see the potential between you two. Do you follow?
So things have been, like, really good with us, but then he's been, like, very, very stressed with his workload because he's an attorney. And he's been very stressed with his workload, and he's, you know, he told me he's up for making partner this year. And then he recently told me he had some family stuff going on, and just kind of a bunch of different things popping up in his life that I think mm-hmm. are like causing him a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first I was worried, you know, I was like, oh, is there something wrong, like between us or whatever? Because, you know, I did notice there was like, you know, this, you know, distractedness with him, and, you know, I could see that he was stressed. But he reassured me it has nothing to do with me or us, and that it's just that he has so much going on right now. And I actually, you know, he told me he's not meaning to, you know, ignore me or anything like that. And, you know, but then, you know, I haven't talked to him in almost a week now, and I'm not really sure. It's like so unlike him, and I mm-hmm. really don't know like what's going on. He had told me, like, because I asked him if he would expand upon, like, tell me more of what was going on, if he felt comfortable, mm-hmm. and he told me he didn't, beyond what I just told you. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like really been on my mind. I'm just like kind of worried about him and the fact that I haven't heard from him in a week. And so that's kind of what made me want to call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. I do get to what he's saying. I do get the opportunity and finances and the next step and where he can be is a big part of his life. It is. I also get, like I was saying before and like you're iterating, there is some stuff that he needs to come to the table and share with you, right? The way he mm-hmm. sees things is almost like instead of sharing with you a problem or a concern and talking about it, he'll come to tell you afterwards, oh, I had to overcome this. And you're like, why wouldn't you tell me? I could support you with this. I could be understanding. I would know. And he's like, well, it's done now. And you're like, okay, well, that's – and in your mind, our mind – yeah, that's what we do. But he is like, but it's covered now. And you're like, no, like, would have helped you. So he is, my love, he is in transition. You two also come up with a connection. You do come up with a connection. The beauty of that is it's so rare for him. The downside of that is it's so rare for him. He almost doesn't know how to handle and how to work with that because he's done such a good job of keeping that kind of at arm's length so he can manage things. So you are a rarity to him, which means he doesn't always know how to treat you. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Like he's not used to our connection, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
And I know, but that's what I'm saying. The beauty of it and the downside of it is, and you think it's all perfect and sunshine and roses, it's just, sometimes it's more difficult because you are so connected, you're so intimate, and you can see it gets scary for him. I do mm-hmm. see, though, that he's going to be able to get to this next level career-wise with whatever he's got going on. I do see that coming together for him pretty, not pretty quickly, but pretty certainly. And then you mm-hmm. guys can move on to the next step. So for what that's worth, I do see that happening pretty positively for him. The flip side mm-hmm. for him is then he's going to take control of that and absorb it and all that good stuff and then, you know, set that space. But there will be a gap, and you have the beauty of doing this. My love, Victoria, you have the beauty of seeing this and getting in there and supporting and growing and laying down with not seed, but foundation, so you can move on to the next step with him. That foundation, it might take some time to come together and grow, but you can do this. It's just going to be on you to be way more diligent than sometimes you feel like you want to be, and you're not getting the response. But I do see you being able to connect and move with him. The hard part for you is going to be able to flow with him as quickly as he flows. Do you follow?
Meaning he's going to want to go more quickly, you mean?
So he's going to be kind of start-stop. So let's just say you haven't talked to him for about a week, and then mm-hmm. he might reach out to you this weekend, and you're going to have all this energy and this, like, repressed emotion that you want to, that you want to share with him. But he's mm-hmm. going to come to you like, hey, babe, and he's, you know, really happy and ecstatic, and he's going to want to share with you what's going on, and you're going to have to lay that foundation with him to say, okay, I'm with you, I'm on board, I'm not against you, and you go and celebrate with him, or you go to a soiree with him, and then he's gone for another, like, 3 or 4 days, and then he picks back up with him. I'm not saying that you don't express yourself, but you may feel like you kind of have to give that up a little bit just to show him repeatedly that you support him, so when you do finally say something, you're like, no, this is this is really important. Now you get to hear it because I've supported you. I've shown that. Now you get to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, like while he's still kind of going through the stuff.
Yeah.
That he's going through, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not saying that because I'm trying to, tell you, put your feelings to the side. But it almost feels like he needs to see and experience your support versus feeling otherwise when you express yourself. I know it sounds like I'm encouraging you to not express yourself, and I'm not encouraging you to do that. But what I'm telling you for him is while he's moving along so quickly and trying to find his steps, he just wants to feel like you're supporting him versus telling him, you stepped in the wrong place.
Yeah. I mean, lately, I've been like sending him a lot of texts, obviously, because he's not responding.
Yeah.
But it's more like saying, like, I'm concerned, I'm here for you. It's like, I'm being like nice in my text. He might see that I'm like a little upset that I haven't heard from him, but they're all coming from a place of like, I hope you're okay. I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't we just talk? Like, they're coming from that place.
Yeah.
So you think it's better for me to just kind of stop reaching out until I hear from him?
Two things are coming through, my love. Give it a little bit of time and to see what he finally responds. So you want to see where everything is landing for him. So if you take a moment and step back and just don't say anything, and I hear what your message is. I get it. But you need to hear what his response is. And so far you haven't heard that. So it's almost like now that you've said this, you want to hear him respond. And so just wait for that. It's what they're saying. That's the first biggest thing. And then when he responds to you, whether it's like, hey, sorry, I've been busy, then you can come back with, okay, great, let me know you can talk. Or you can come back with, like, totally get it, whatever, and that support. Because right now it feels like he's needing that support so he can keep going. And, again, I'm not saying this to dismiss your feelings because it's a relationship, it's two-sided. But I am saying it because he's feeling like he's just taking all this ground and doesn't want to worry about missteps. Remember we were talking about that earlier? He doesn't want to feel like what he has done has been wrong. He just wants to feel like he's moving. And so when you do connect with him again, just maybe being a little bit lighter to hear more of what he has to say, so then you can speak to that. Not that you're not telling him something, but so you can speak to what he can hear.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. Do you think, like, when do you think I'll hear from him? Because now it's already been a week.
Yeah. So and here's the thing, too, is the energy that you have that you feel totally shifts, right, with every message. And I can already tell talking to you that your energy and your space is shifting with him. So that gives a little bit more room for him to come back. But let me see if I can get a time frame, my love. So, okay, yeah, within 3 to 4 days. And I know that feels like a long time, but that's like by the end of the week, right? So within 3 or 4 days, I wouldn't be surprised, my love, if you hear from him sooner than that. But by the end of the week, I'd be comfortable to say, if not, as late as like Monday or Tuesday, but pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess so that at that point, things are feeling a little bit better for him, I would imagine. If he's, taking the time to reach out, that means he's in a little bit better of a place, a little bit less stressed, I would imagine.
You totally got it, my love. I'll tell you what, one of the cards that came up was the Knight of Rods, and that card, I share this with you so you can look it up when you have some time, is all about news and good news. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're so tuned in to him, my love. And that can be scary, too, when you're so tuned in, but you are. You have that intuitive gift. I don't know if anyone's told you, but you do. So I wouldn't be surprised within 3 or 4 days and with some news and some movement.
Oh, good. All right. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes, my love. So just wait and see. Give it, just to hold that space for him. And I can hear by your energy just talking to you and your understanding that shift is already out there. So I wouldn't be surprised, like I said, within 3 to 4 days and definitely with some news and some movement. That's just the way he seems to go at things.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome, my love. And listen, I'm giving an offer of 20 minutes for $20. Shoot me a text mm-hmm. at 234-97-TAROT. If you want to take me up on that offer, we can expand more on it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, my love. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's the beauty of, you know, a lot of people like to think that tarot is all about telling your future, telling your fortune, and there's all this energy. But honestly, y'all, these cards have been around since the 1500s. They were designed for and created for royalty. And really, the meanings and all the symbolism that we see in the cards today didn't come around until the 1940s, right? 1500s, 1940s. There's this huge gap in what the cards mean today. And by the way, the cards that came around, well, let me say the 1900s, 400 years later, the symbolism and the meanings that we see in the tarot here today, you're going to notice a theme in the show, today, the meanings and symbolisms that we see in the cards today didn't come about until the 1500s, y'all. And it was because a couple of people got the bright idea that they were going to put X, Y, and Z literally into the cards, and that was going to change everything. And there's so much energy and space and uncertainty on what those symbolisms, what that symbol means, what that number means. And there's a lot of fear in it. Y'all, it's something that you see, something that you feel, something that you hear moves you. That's your intuition. That's your spidey sense. Someone's got the notion to put that down on paper and write about it. Don't let that freak you out just because you don't know exactly what it means. You got to trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust what you hear, taste, smell, and sense. Let that be what moves you. And if a card happens to be what helps you do that, then that's just what it is. All right, my loves, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air with Kina. Who is this?
this is way busy.
Okay, my dear, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, you know, I've had so many assaults placed upon the existence of the love inside of my heart. I just don't know what to do.
Well, tell me what's on your mind and how I can help.
You know, so I'm just having a lot of stress over that, you know, all the assaults and stuff, and just having, you know, I need some patience sometimes, and I have to get more patience, and I have to have more long-suffering, and I just find it trying at times. I just wonder what you think about that.
Okay, so what I hear you asking, my dear, is as far as your heart or relationship goes, are you going to move past what's shaken down? Is that kind of what I got going on?
Well, you know, there's so many, like you were talking to the lady earlier about, you know, with her husband, you know, or her boyfriend or whatever, the lawyer dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was picking up something on that too, but I'm not going to say anything, but you know, how that he had a lot of things going on, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, like if you bring a new person into a relationship and you have all these pre-existing things. And a lot of people,
right.
don't, you know, they're like peacekeepers, you know, a peacekeeper will, there's no problem, everything's fine, you know, but in reality, in truth, there's really a whole lot going on. So the other person kind of gets excluded from all that because they think that they can, you know, they don't want to bring them into that stuff. So I felt
right.
like that with her, you know, in that situation. I'm not saying that it's negative or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, and not only in my life, which if you're a part of my life, then what happens to you definitely affects me.
So what, I feel like I'm missing the question for you. Are you wanting to know about your relationship and going into one or what you bring to one?
I don't, not so much. I see, I guess, I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm asking. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me look and see, my love, and I do appreciate you calling in. Let me look and see what. Okay. So, okay. Ooh, look at you. So you started the call with romantic relationship, and I appreciate that you're listening and observing other calls. What's coming
yeah.
for you is you asked about you and relationship, and this is perfect. And I don't know if my love, if you read cards, you're familiar with them, but you're coming up with a Four of Pentacles, a Six of Rods, and then Ace of Cups, right? So I do get a little bit of hesitation with you going into relationships. And I also get for you, when I say hesitation, you might not agree with hesitation. You might feel yourself reserved or just kind of like, not even cautiously optimistic, but just taking it step by step. Because you have a lot to give, you have a lot to hold, and vice versa. And it feels like you almost wait for the green light to take it to the next level. And it could be that if you're not finding the relationships you want, it's because you haven't found that right, in quotes, green light. But it almost feels like if you really want to get into that relationship, you're not always going to get that green light. You're just going to have to go past that red light to see if it's what you want. And that's what's going to tell you. Do you follow?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, it's a lot of times people say things that they don't understand, you know, and for myself, when I listen to people talk, a lot of it's just perverted, you know, it's perverted in the sense that they don't know the difference between what's right and wrong. And it's not because they did something wrong. It's because, you know, things happen when people are growing up in their homes, you know.
Oh yeah, sure. But,
yeah, there's a lot of circumstances involved in that. And when I'm the kind of person that, even though you might be an adult person, you know, I'm always aware of things concerning, you know, like relationships and child development. I've had a lot of interest in all that. So I'm more geared toward that whole thing. So I guess in a lot of ways I put myself in those positions to where I you know, when you have something to share with somebody, you want to attract those people, but you don't want to force what you have on them.
Right.
Because that would be you doing that. Right. And it's not about you. So you don't want to get caught in those shoes. So you have to be careful not to force things on people, like your understanding of certain things. You have to take time with them. And like I was saying earlier, you know, my patience is needing more patience and these kind of things. And I'm just, and this is, you know, not just talking with one person, you know, but everyone, you know, including myself.
Well, and you have a lot to give, and that's what you're saying in a relationship, right? You have a lot to give and offer, and vice versa. And you want their inner, and you want to give your inner, but that's tough. So. You just have that awareness. You already know. You already have that awareness of, is this going to work for me? Is this not going to work for me? So for you, the difficulty may be not observing. It may be being in versus where you tend to go because of your experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a little bit, I don't know. Some people say, well, you're too much. You know, it's too much for their brain is what they say. I can't listen to it anymore.
You have a lot of experience, you have a lot of knowledge, and you also observe, and that's a lot for people, and that I totally get that, because I've been told the same thing. I used to joke about, let me tell you about you, so I get that, I do, it's because, and especially you have the gift of insight and intuition, which it sounds like you do, and it feels like you do, it's really tough, because a lot of people can't manage both of those and together, so,
Yeah, I don't look at it. I don't look at myself as having this kind of like thing like you say you have and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you say I have it, but and not that I'm trying to run away from anything about myself. I'm more wanted to embrace what I already have and who I already am, and I already embraced that to the max, and it can't just go to me. It's got to go outside of myself to these people.
Oh,
you know.
I understand, my love. And speaking of which, we just have another minute or two before our show completes. So you're welcome to reach out to me when I can expand on a reading with you. But otherwise, we'll have to move on to our next phase in the show.
Sure. All right,
my love.
Well,
thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome.
All right,
take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. My love, this is, I'll tell you what. You know, just when you think there isn't enough, there is more than. And I want to complete with that. Just when you think there isn't enough, there is more than. Kind of how the show started, and in a beautiful way, that's how our show is completing. Y'all are welcome to reach out to me one-on-one. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. I'm offering 20 minutes for $20. Y'all do the math. It's $1 a minute. Take me up on that. Find me at www.ihearotarot.com. You can also find me at I Hear Tarot on social media, IHEARTAROT. Shoot me a text, give me a call to schedule a reading. 234-97-TAROT. 234-97-TAROT. Just when we think there isn't enough, there is more than. See what that surfaces in your life. Before you fall asleep, think about where you rocked it, owned it today. That's it. Think about where you rocked it and owned it today and step off from there tomorrow. It doesn't matter what it looks like to anyone else. It's what it looks like to you. I will talk to y'all soon. Thank you so much for joining me. Love you so much. Until we speak again, take care.